This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump paid no income tax in 10 of the past 15 years, according to a new report by the New York Times. The Times released an extensive story on Mr. Trump's taxes on Sunday after the president declined for years, unlike his predecessors, to share his tax returns with the public. The Times said Mr. Trump did not pay taxes during those 10 years because in those years, he reported losing more income than he made. The report also said President Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes in the year he won the presidency and another $750 in his first year in the White House. When the newspaper shared its findings with the Trump Organization for comment, Alan Garten, a lawyer for that organization, replied, quote, "Most, if not all, of the facts appear to be inaccurate." He also said, quote, "Over the past decade, President Trump has paid tens of millions of dollars in personal taxes to the federal government, including paying millions in personal taxes since announcing his candidacy in 2015. Analyzing Garten's comments, however, the Times said Mr. Garten appears to be conflating income taxes with other federal taxes Mr. Trump has paid, Social Security, Medicare, and taxes for his household employees. It also noted that Garten said some of what the president owed was paid with tax credits, which is a misleading characterization of the reduction of tax debt. The Times also reported that the president is fighting a decade-long battle with the Internal Revenue Service over a $72.9 million tax refund that he claimed and received after declaring huge losses. Johns Hopkins University, which tracks coronavirus statistics, have reported large jumps in new COVID-19 cases in India and the U.S. Hopkins said late Saturday that India had